G'day! Merry Christmas! Welcome to Partakers and to our Christmas series, Fulfilled. In the part of the Bible which is called the Old Testament, there are over 300 predictions down through history which look forward to the coming of a Messiah or Saviour. That Messiah or Saviour, we Christians believe, was the man, the historical figure, Jesus Christ. Let's continue our adventure. Are you ready? Let's go! During this brief series, we have seen just 45 of over 300 things predicted in history concerning the birth, life, death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ. Predictions made about him before he was born. In a lot of cases, thousands of years before he was born. Let's quickly look at these in summary together. Jesus the Messiah. The Messiah would be born of a woman, born of a virgin in the town of Bethlehem. The Messiah would come from the line of Abraham and be a descendant of Isaac and Jacob, from the tribe of Judah and be an heir to King David's throne. This Messiah's throne would be anointed and eternal, and his name would be Emmanuel. This Messiah would spend a period of time away in Egypt. At the Messiah's birthplace, there would be a grand massacre of children after he had escaped. There would be a messenger sent who would prepare the way for the Messiah, this Messiah who would be rejected by his own people. This Messiah would be a prophet preceded by Elijah, and this Messiah would be declared the Son of God. This Messiah would be a Nazarene, and he would bring light to Galilee. He would do this by speaking in parables and healing the brokenhearted. This Messiah would be a priest after the order of Melchizedek. He would be called a king, yet also be praised by little children. This Messiah would be betrayed for a sum of money, which would then be used to buy a potter's field. This Messiah would be falsely accused, and he would be silent before his accusers, who would spit upon him and strike him. This Messiah would be hated without cause, and he would be crucified with criminals. This Messiah would be given vinegar to drink. He would have his hands and his feet pierced. He would be mocked, he would be ridiculed, and soldiers would gamble for his very clothes. Yet despite all this, this Messiah would pray for his enemies. This Messiah's bones would not be broken, but he would be forsaken by God himself. Soldiers would pierce this Messiah's side upon his death, and he would be buried amongst the rich. And there's more. This Messiah would rise from the dead into new life. Wow! This Messiah would ascend to heaven, where he would be seated at God's right hand. This Messiah would be a sacrifice for sin before God, and therefore anybody can take on this Messiah as their Saviour and be restored back into a living and dynamic relationship with God. If you are not already in a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, there is no need to delay. You are separated from God now, but there is no need to be. God is ready and willing to take you as his own right now. Simply ask him, he will take you in, and he will help you. Thank you. Thanks for listening. Come back to Partakers, www.partakers.co.uk. where every day there is something new to encourage your walk as a Christian in the 21st century.